Mesech Pesachim Perek Zayin Mishnah Yud until Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. The halach is that if a korban is left uneaten past the time limit within which it needs to be eaten, then it becomes nisar and it needs to be burnt. Now the korban Pesach needs to be eaten by midnight on the first night of Pesach. Past midnight, then it becomes nisar and it needs to be burnt. However, the halacha of nisar only applies to the edible parts of the korban, which could have been eaten. So since it could have been eaten and now it was left past that time, so it needs to be burnt as per the laws of Nisar. So for example, when it comes to the bones which are inedible, strictly speaking, the halachas of Nisar do not apply to the bones. However, since within the bones there is marrow, there is part of the bone which is edible, so technically speaking, that can be eaten, and so the halachas of Nisar will apply to it. Now the truth is, this is going to apply to every single Korban Pesach, because there is a unique halacha that the bones of a Korban Pesach are not allowed to be broken. Now, in order to access the marrow of the bones, they need to be broken. So it follows that after every single Korban Pesach, there is always going to remain the marrow. So the bones of the Korban Pesach need to be burnt together with the marrow to make sure that the marrow is all burnt. So every single Korban Pesach, its bones need to be burnt because the marrow of the bones becomes nesar. The Hagidin, the sinews of the korban, and the Gemara explains that we are referring to the Gid HaNosheh, and with the Oraisa it is forbidden to eat the meat of a Gid HaNosheh. It's a particular sinew in the body by the thigh, and there are really two different sinews which are there by the thigh, and the one which is nearer to the thigh, it is forbidden with the Oraisa to eat that. And Midrabbanan, it's forbidden to eat the sinew which is next to that as well. So the Mishnah is referring to that outer sinew which is forbidden Midrabbanan. And the point of the Mishnah is to tell us that even though it is forbidden midrabbanan, so I might think that nisar does not apply to it, because you were never able to eat it in the first place. Nevertheless, since midoraisa it is permitted to eat it, so on a midoraisa Torah level, it is considered to be fitting for eating, and so nisar would apply to it. And says the Mishnah of the hanisar, and regular nisar meaning any of the meat of the Korban Pesach which is left over, all of these things, yisar for b'shusha asar, they should be burnt on the 16th of Nisan, the day after the Yom Tov of Pesach. They can't be burnt on Pesach itself, on the Yom Tov of Pesach itself, because it's forbidden to burn things not for the sake of food, not for the sake of eating on Yom Tov. So you need to wait until the day after Yom Tov in order to burn it. Now the truth is, although it is in general forbidden to burn things not for the sake of eating on Yom Tov, a question arises over here, because there is a general principle known as Aseh Doichel Loisa Aseh, a positive mitzvah to do something overrides a negative mitzvah not to do something. So in this case, you've got a mitzvah to burn the nisar, and you've got a prohibition to burn things on Yom Tov. So why don't we say Aseh Doichel Loisa Aseh, and it will be permitted to burn it on the Yom Tov of the first day of Pesach? So the answer is, it's learnt from Pesukim that there are certain situations where one waits another day until the next morning to burn it. The Torah says the word Ad Boiker, until the morning, it says it twice. So we learn from there that there are certain times where you wait two mornings, so you wait a whole another day before burning the nisar. Now what happens if Chol Shishah Asar Leos B'Shabbos, if the 16th day of Nisan, so the day after the first day of Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach, if that falls on Shabbos, so you can't burn it on Shabbos either, so Yisar B'Shiva Asar, it should be burnt on the 17th of Nisan. As the Gemara explains, if you should end Dorchen Leos Shabbos Leos Yom Tov, because the mitzvah of burning nisar does not override the prohibition of burning things and performing melacha and work on Shabbos or Yom Tov.